Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the committee previously decided to not touch upon other issues that are more technical in nature, at this point, the committee is invited to proceed with the next agenda item, which is agenda item 10, FAO and WHO Project and Trust Fund for Enhanced Participation in Codex. This document is Alinom 06/29/9E. And there are a couple of information documents that would complement the content of this document, which will be made available next week at the Commission. However, Mr. Chairman, through you, I would like to pass the microphone on to the colleague from WHO, which is administering the trust fund on behalf of two organizations. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And WHO, please.
Thank you very much. As just pointed out by the Secretary, it's document Alinom 06/29/9E. And in there we have the report for 2005, and we have the seventh progress report also in relation to the trust fund. And the additional material that will also be made available to the Commission, and that will also be discussed at the information meeting, the informal information meeting Tuesday over lunch in the break from the Commission, is an additional investigation that we have put together based on a questionnaire sent to 67 countries, where I think 47 actually replied. And we are trying to move these things forward in the traditional way of reporting back to the Commission, but also in the more way of trying to provide additional information in the information meeting, especially with a view of trying to get comments from donors, donor countries and recipient countries, how we can better document in the future the effects of the use of the trust fund. We believe that we have a good start in that report, but we are also sure that we can make it a lot more efficient in the future. So we hope that we will have some comments from different member states in relation to that. The trust fund is really moving forward at speed at the moment. Originally, we had envisaged approximately $4 million into the fund per year. This seems probably now to be unrealistic, but around between $1.5 and $2 million per year seems to be a realistic amount, and we're still hoping that we will also have that for 2007 and for the coming years. We have a lot of interest from many countries to try to participate through the support of the trust fund, and we do believe that it does make a difference both in Codex work and also in the work, in the collaborative work back in the countries between the different parties that should collaborate to do Codex work but do not always collaborate to do Codex work. So I think the documentation is in the two reports here I've referred to, and in the new report that we will also present, and which is actually at the table down there. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, WHO. And ladies and gentlemen, that's the report from WHO, and I wish to ask if there are any comments from the committee. Argentina, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Argentina quiere agradecer los esfuerzos que hace el Fondo Fiduciario para ayudar a la participación de los países en desarrollo. Entendemos que siguen subsistiendo problemas de índole práctica que quizás por haberlos compartido de alguna manera nos ayuda a entender un poco más a la OMS en determinados aspectos, básicamente en lo que tiene que ver con la prontitud en responder a las solicitudes. Una de las cuestiones que hemos observado desde el Comité de América Latina y el Caribe es que habitualmente recibimos pedido de los países de nuestra región para que nos comuniquemos con el fondo, porque no reciben respuesta. Y creo que uno de los grandes problemas que hay en este tema, básicamente, tiene que ver con el idioma. En nuestra región hay muchos países que no manejan bien el idioma inglés y por eso mandan las comunicaciones al fondo y las solicitudes al fondo en español. Cuando la OMS tiene que mandarla, aparece el Departamento de Traducciones y con eso se demora todo el proceso. Y por el otro lado están imposibilitados de tener comunicaciones telefónicas. En nuestro caso particular tratamos de hacer de intermediarios, pero muchas veces se complica este diálogo porque no se termina de entender por qué es que una coordinación regional está involucrada en las solicitudes de otros países, y creemos que quizás esto sería algo importante a tener en cuenta, porque las coordinaciones, en la medida de lo posible y de las características que reúna cada coordinación regional, podría servir de vehículo a la OMS para ayudarla a resolver algunos problemas prácticos de este tipo. Argentina quería manifestar que desde que se creó el fondo hemos solicitado que cuando se hagan los informes se pongan en dichos informes no solo los países que han recibido asistencia al fondo fiduciario, sino quienes la han solicitado y para qué reuniones. Queremos tener la posibilidad de ver cómo los países priorizan las reuniones que les interesan y si existe una coherencia anual en la selección de las reuniones que elige cada país. A nosotros nos parece que esto es absolutamente fundamental para saber cuál es el criterio que establece un país para decir, bueno, este año quiero ir a estas tres reuniones, pero al año siguiente no, esas tres no, voy a ir a otras tres, o voy a seguir yendo a las mismas, porque en realidad quiero seguir profundizando en ciertos temas que son de interés permanente para el gobierno. Por lo tanto, Argentina, tal como lo ha manifestado en el CRD2, vuelve a solicitar que en los informes anuales que haga el Fondo Fiduciario se ponga también la información de cuáles son las reuniones que priorizó cada país y en qué orden. Esto va a ser importante para poder hacer un seguimiento de cómo está evolucionando el trabajo en el fondo. Seguimos insistiendo y quizás la OMS en este tiempo y a través de la experiencia lo pueda llegar a considerar que se deberían establecer nuevos criterios para la selección. Esto no quiere decir criterios más rígidos, sino criterios más que aporten un mayor grado de conocimiento respecto de la efectiva utilización que los países hacen de la participación en las reuniones del Códex y fundamentalmente de su preparación previa. Cualquiera sea el conocimiento del Códex, pero ver de qué manera se preparan previamente. Obviamente estas cuestiones no son una preocupación de Argentina, sino de la coordinación de CICILAC. Y la otra cosa que creemos que es muy importante resaltar es que, como ya lo ha hecho Australia previamente a las reuniones de CICIFIX, y no sabemos si ha habido otros comités donde se hicieran, creemos que es muy importante que los nuevos delegados que participen puedan recibir una mínima capacitación de una hora o dos horas previa a la reunión de los comités, para que se les pueda explicar cómo es la reunión de Códex, en qué momento pueden participar, cómo deben hacerlo, ¿Cuál es el tipo de documentos que se les entrega? ¿Cómo tienen que prepararlos ordenadamente en relación con la agenda? Tanto los documentos que el Códex se ha enviado previamente, los adendum con las observaciones y los documentos de sala. Creemos que esto sería fundamental porque los delegados que participan por primera vez se encuentran perdidos y no pueden hacer un debido uso en muchos casos de lo que ocurre durante la reunión. Y creo que en esto las presidencias de los comités y la gente que trabaja en los secretariados podrían ayudar muchísimo en estas reuniones. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina. And then Jordan, please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. هنا نود أيضا أن نتقدم بالشكر للمنظمتين الرعايتين لإدارتهما صندوق حساب الأمان الخاص بتعزيز مشاركة الدول النامية في أعمال الدستور الغذائي، كما ونشكر من خلالهما الدول المانحة التي وفرت الأموال لهذا الصندوق. إن فعالية المشاركة للدول النامية في أعمال الدستور الغذائي انعكست إيجابيا عليها من خلال زيادة الوعي بأهمية نصوص الدستور الغذائي في تلك البلدان واستخدام نصوص الدستور الغذائي في أنظمتها الرقابية على الغذاء. مرة أخرى سيد الرئيس.
Thank you. We would like to congratulate WHO for the report and also countries which were concerned for the openness of their information. It's really remarkable how problems of different countries are put on the table in this report. And this evaluation report shows clearly that the promotion of food production has to be accompanied by a promotion of food safety and the knowledge about food safety. I think, therefore, it would be helpful if the Executive Committee could recommend or encourage member countries to spend further contributions to the Trust Fund and also to encourage the organizations to take conclusions to further optimize the application of the money which is disposed on disposition within this trust fund. Thank you, Chair.
Morocco, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Je voudrais à mon tour, en tant que coordonnateur du Codex de l'Afrique, remercier les deux organisations pour les efforts qui sont déployés pour améliorer la gestion de ce fonds. Nous constatons avec satisfaction des résultats importants enregistrés et l'amélioration donc de l'efficacité de l'utilisation de ce fonds. J'avais auparavant insisté sur la nécessité d'élargir donc l'utilisation de fonds pour couvrir d'autres activités. Je crois que ce qui avait été retenu en plus du renforcement de la participation aux réunions. Et je constate donc au niveau du rapport qu'un cours de formation sur le Codex a été organisé au profit de l'Amérique latine. C'est quelque chose que nous avions demandé, donc je m'adresse aux deux organisations pour voir, envisager la possibilité d'organiser un cours pour la région d'Afrique. Et il y a une possibilité. C'est que notre prochaine session en janvier 2007 à Rabat au Maroc, je ne sais pas dans quelle mesure on peut faire coïncider ce cours avec la session afin aussi de permettre aux pays de la région d'Afrique d'assister à la réunion du Codex. Donc c'est quelque chose que je voudrais vous proposer, et c'est donc s'il était possible de faire coïncider, donc dans la mesure où ce cours est retenu pour la région d'Afrique, de l'organiser donc à la veille de la session de nos prochaines réunions. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you, Morocco. And Samoa, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to place on record the appreciation of countries of the CC-NASWAP, particularly the Pacific Island countries, for the assistance granted under the Trust Fund for their participation in Codex meetings. It's one matter of that we need some clarification on, and that is the participation in meetings of the Executive Committee. We are of the understanding that the participation of developing countries in meetings of the Executive were not part of the Trust Fund process. We have been told otherwise by the Codex Secretariat, and I just wanted to get some clarification on that one. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Samoa. Egypt, please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. نود على ضوء التقرير المقدم والذي يوضح الدول المستفيدة من الدول النامية من مشروع حساب الأمانة، والذي يوضح أيضا عدد الدول المانحة، والذي يوضح مدى المشاركات التي تمت من خلال هذا البرنامج في أنشطة هيئة الدستور الغذائي. وبصفة ممثلا لمجموعة الشرق الأدنى باسم هذه المجموعة نتقدم بخالص الشكر لهيئة دستور لمنظمة الصحة العالمية ومنظمة الفاو وللدول المانحة على ليس فقط على إتاحتها الفرصة لهذه الدول للمشاركة في أنشطة هيئة الدستور الغذائي، ولكن على الطريقة التي يدار بها الصندوق من سرعة في الاستجابة لطلبات الدول وتغطيتها لمعظم اللجان التي تعقد في هيئة دستور الغذائي وهي كثيرة، وكذلك شمولية التغطية من حضور وتدريب واللجان وحتى لجنة تنفيذية. فباسم هذه المجموعة نتقدم بخالص الشكر، وإن دلت على شيء فإنما تدل على نجاح الصندوق نجاحا كاملا في الغرض الذي أنشأ من أجله. شكرا جزيلا.
Thank you, Egypt. And Cameroon, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. nous voulons associer notre voix à celle de ceux qui, de tous ceux qui nous ont précédés, pour remercier tous les pays donateurs qui ont voulu participer à la mise en place et au fonctionnement de ce fonds. Je crois qu'il est aussi normal de remercier le secrétariat et l'administrateur du fonds pour le travail fait. Je pense que c'est fait dans les normes. Mais il est important, Monsieur le Président, qu'au moment où nous sommes en train de préparer un compte-rendu pour la Commission, qu'on ne refuse pas de mentionner que les pays qui ont participé au fonds, aux réunions financées par le fonds et qui ont produit des rapports méritent également des remerciements et des félicitations et des encouragements. Je pense que c'est important de le noter pour augmenter la visibilité de ces pays. Nous avons beaucoup apprécié le rapport qui fait le point de tout ce qui est fait. Peut-être que ce rapport est peut-être au niveau des critères même du secrétariat, c'est une bonne chose, mais peut-être qu'il faudrait également qu'on mette un accent particulier sur la révision des thèmes de référence de ce rapport, parce que je souhaiterais peut-être proposer, le Cameroun souhaiterait peut-être proposer que l'ambition étant de voir une augmentation accrue et la volonté des États de participer, de faire participer leurs membres aux réunions du comité, qu'on voit un peu au-delà du fonds pour les pays en développement, quels sont les pays qui ont pris le relais. Est-ce que si il y a eu ces 10 ou 10 pays ou bien 10 réunions auxquelles ont participé les pays, est-ce que à la suite de ça, les mêmes pays ont dû participer à d'autres réunions qui ne sont pas financées par le fonds. Peut-être qu'un examen pourrait, un examen dans ce contexte pourrait améliorer la compréhension même et voir si les objectifs à terme sont atteints. Je voudrais soutenir fortement la proposition de notre coordinateur pour que, comme cela fut le cas pour la région Amérique latine, qu'on envisage, dans le cadre de notre prochaine réunion, notre prochain comité de coordination, on envisage une formation. Bon, nous allons certainement en discuter et on verra comment l'orienter. Mais ici, on peut mettre ça dos à dos dans le cadre de cette réunion de coordination. Et pour terminer, Monsieur le Président, je vois qu'il y a également dans la proposition pour 2006 déjà une programmation pour les pays qui vont, et nous avons donc l'intention de participer à deux réunions qui vont se situer, le Cameroun, juste là s'entend, à participer à deux réunions qui vont qui s'étale vers la fin de l'année. Je crois que nous avons apprécié le fait qu'on ait retenu deux réunions pour nous, mais il me plaît de dire une chose sans arrière-pensée, hein. Je voudrais juste la dire pour que pour attirer l'attention du comité exécutif que nous avons besoin au niveau des pays de toute la flexibilité possible pour faire le choix de nos réunions. On nous demande certes de choisir, mais quand on vous renvoie, vous avez fait des propositions et on vous renvoie un message pour vous dire que bon, ne choisissez pas telle réunion parce que c'est une réunion des principes généraux, elle regarde les principes généraux, donc on ne fait pas beaucoup de travail technique et tout. Vous savez, c'est un peu frustrant. Nous avons reçu ça à notre niveau venant de secrétariat, mais je pense que c'est au pays de décider et qu'on devait donc laisser la latitude au pays vraiment de décider. Si on décide que nous voulons envoyer quelqu'un au CCGP, s'il y a les fonds pour ça, qu'on nous laisse décider, mais qu'on ne nous demande pas de ne pas choisir ça. Vous savez, ça nous bloque déjà. Et nous avons été un peu embêtés de recevoir ce genre de correspondance parce que ça nous lie un peu les mains. S'il vous plaît, encore une fois, je dis ça avec un peu de... J'espère que je me fais comprendre. Qu'on nous laisse le choix, nous-mêmes, des réunions auxquelles nous voulons participer. Je vous remercie, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Cameroon, New Zealand, and Argentina. I hope your flag didn't put it down. No, and then I have New Zealand, and then Jordan, and finally Argentina. And then we summarize.
Chairman, some brief comments. In previous meetings, we had emphasized the importance of monitoring and evaluation of the benefits of the trust fund in terms of enhancing participation and also enhancing the capacity building at the national level. So we are therefore very pleased and welcome the reporting and the initiatives that have been taken by the trustees of the fund. I think that it's important to get a handle on how the fund is benefiting countries, but also I think to ensure ongoing commitment from the donor countries, particularly in terms of getting the necessary commitment on an ongoing basis to sustain the fund. So we are therefore pleased with the initiatives. Our only plea is that we hope that this will be continued over the life of the fund to get a full picture of how the benefits are increasing with each year. And also, we hope that the responses will also be try and maximize the responses in terms of the countries that are benefiting from the fund. So we just want to emphasize that from our point of view, we welcome this reporting, and we hope this can be continued. Thank you.
Thank you, New Zealand. Jordan, please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. مجرد تصحيح بسيط. أرجو تصحيح المعلومة الواردة في Annex A صفحة 18، حيث أن الأردن لم يستفيد من حساب صندوق الأمانة بحضور الاجتماع لجنة متبقيات الأدوية البيطرية الذي عقد في المكسيك، حيث أن حساب صندوق الأمانة لم يتصل بمرشح الأردني. شكرا سيدي.
Thank you, Jordan, for bringing that to our attention, and we shall check the records in WHO. Argentina, briefly, please.
Yes. Yo quisiera hacer notar una cuestión que tiene que ver con algo que han mencionado aquí. En la página 13 del informe figura que una innumerable cantidad de delegados de América Latina y el Caribe se beneficiaron en la participación del curso de capacitación que se hizo conjuntamente con el Foro Regional de Inocuidad. El tema es, a ninguno de estos países, de nuestros países, se les preguntó si querían aplicar plata del fondo para participar de una reunión de capacitación, o si querían que esos posibles fondos se le destinaran a esos países pero para tapar en reuniones de negociación. Esto lo resalto porque el fondo para esta capacitación, que creo que duró un día, pero que en definitiva era la participación en el Foro de Inocuidad, financió 55 países de Latinoamérica y el Caribe, mientras que durante el año 2005, 54 fueron los países de Latinoamérica y el Caribe que durante todo el año pudieron participar de las reuniones de negociaciones del Códex Alimentarios. Si ustedes van a la página 2 del informe, van a ver que, según los porcentajes de participación, América Latina y el Caribe estuvo financiada para participar en un 72%, contra el resto de las regiones, que fueron 68% África, Asia 71%. De haber participado en múltiples reuniones durante el año 2005, en reuniones de negociación del Códex, tengo prácticamente la plena certeza de que la única forma en que Argentina, en que América Latina y el Caribe tenga el 72% de participación financiada, que se ha incluido este curso de capacitación como si fueran reuniones de negociación. Con lo cual, lo que les pediría es que en la próxima oportunidad las actividades de capacitación no se incluyan, porque de lo contrario los números quedan distorsionados, porque la realidad es, una cosa es recibir financiamiento para cualquier tipo de actividad, la otra cosa es que quede reflejado exactamente cuántos países o de quién pudieron participar en reuniones de negociación del Códex, que fue el objetivo primigenio del fondo fiduciario, porque sinceramente este cuadro no refleja la real participación de América Latina y el Caribe en reuniones de negociación del Códex. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina. And now I wish to request WHO to respond to quite a number of the issues raised, and you could start with the last one. Maybe it's easy to remember the last one from Argentina.
No, I'd like to start with the first one. Thank you. The first one is that there's been a lot of gratitude from the meeting here toward the WHO and FAO. We would like to turn that gratitude towards the donor countries, because it is really because of efforts in donor countries that we can do this. So I would like that to be the first.
The second one, in relation to problems with languages, we are trying to overcome these, and we are trying to get help from regional offices and also from regional coordination meetings, like mentioned by Argentina. Then there was a question in relation to the criteria for selection of countries and for selection of which meetings countries go to. This is extremely simple. We did not decide which meetings countries go to. Before the start of a year, we find out how much money we reasonably think will be bought. We then define in the three different groups of countries, the poor, the medium poor, and the not so poor. We give most travel to the poor and least to the not so poor. In 2005, it meant that the poorest group got 5, the medium group got 2, and the not so poor group got 1. In 2006, it has meant, because we didn't have the same amount of money, that the sequence was 2-1-1. When that has been decided, the wishes of the countries are totally adhered to. So if a country says we would like to first go to CCGP, they will go to CCGP. If they say our second priority is CCFH, they will go to CCFH if they have 2, and so on. So there is no selection from the Secretariat in relation to which meetings the countries go to. That's very clear. Then it might be that a country finds out we cannot go to this for practical purposes, we cannot go to 2. In relation to whether we are advising countries not to go to certain meetings, we are certainly not advising them not to go to certain meetings. We have only made, actually suggested by a number of member states, that we should advise some of the new countries in relation to what is happening in the different committees. And there the advice was that in the General Principles Committee, your country can select it, but you have to know what is going on in relation to standard setting, and then you make your decision from that. So we're just trying to inform countries better. The decision of the country is always respected. And again, I don't have examples just now that it's not respected. Then there was the question in relation to participation in training. We have to in some way do training. It is clear in the terms of reference of the trust fund that we need in countries. We started in South America or in the Americas, and we would like to go on to take a next training course in it might be a very good opportunity to link it up to that other meeting. And I think FAO and WHO will discuss that and take that into consideration. The last time in the Americas, we linked it up to another meeting. So that's the best way of doing it, I think, because that makes good sense also economically. Whether we should reflect that we are helping the countries by giving them training or not, we will take the country's advice. If you think we should not reflect it, then we will not do so. But I would say that some countries would say that we would like to know how countries have been helped, and if they have been helped with a codex training, maybe that should also be reflected. But do it anyway, the countries advise us, and maybe we could have discussion about that at that informal meeting Tuesday. I think that's one of the exact reasonings for having a meeting like that. I think that the Secretary will deal with the issue in relation to Executive Committee. Then how many participants we have, there was a discussion about which countries participate, what have the countries suggested that they could participate in. We have not chosen to put that forward. We could also do that. I think the main point is that we simply use the priority list of the countries. We can also give that priority list out in reporting here, but it would, of course, cost some more paper, and I don't know if it would give a more complete picture. I don't know. However, it was also mentioned that maybe we should have a recording of which meetings do these countries participate in total. So if Cameroon gets help to get to two countries, to two meetings from the trust fund. Do they also participate in four other meetings or something like that? I think that's a very good idea, and that's one of the ideas that we were also investigating in the report there, and we would try to see if we could also do that. It should be relatively simple to do that. Also issues like when we support, and is that participant number 17 from this country for the meeting, or is it the only participant? In most cases, it is the only participant. But there are some cases where it is actually number 5, 6, or 7, because some of these countries, even if they have a low gross national product per capita, they actually have a very big gross national product, so they actually have lots of money to move people to Codex. But in our criteria, they are considered a poor country. Just like some of the small island countries have a relatively high gross national product per capita, but they don't have a lot of money because it's such a small country. And we're trying to look into in the consultative group whether we could modify our criteria to take this into consideration when we are countries. It might be that a very small country with a relatively high per capita income actually needs more help than a very large country with a lower gross national product. But we have to look into that, trying to be fair in treating countries equally. But I think it's an important point that we will try to pursue. And then it was mentioned that some of the committees, and notably the CCFIX, have arranged training just before meeting, and we would very much support that. You know, just a brief training explaining about what's going on in this meeting and how can you interact with the chairman and things like that. Whereas the real training in Codex is normally a two-day full-time thing. So I think that these are two different things, but we would very much encourage all the committees to actually do short training like that. I think CCFH has done the same. I think that thinking about doing the same. And I think some of the other committees have tried to take up that same good suggestion. I think I would stop there, Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you, WHO and Secretary on the Executive Committee's sponsorship from the Trust.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to clarify two points. The first point was raised by Samoa. Those of you who have traveled to Geneva to attend this, your travel expenses are not covered by the Codex Trust Fund. Even if your travels have been arranged by the courtesy of the Trust Fund Secretariats. Because of the complex nature of travel arrangement, Codex has approached the WHO Secretariat for the Codex Trust Fund and to ask whether WHO Secretariat for the Codex Trust Fund can be entrusted to administer the Codex budget to the financial support of the participation of developing country members in executive committee sessions. Therefore, currently, maybe we can come back and see whether this arrangement is made in 2-3 years' time, but for the time being, we have been of the view that it is more effective, and we could count on the synergy and already the infrastructure in place in WHO to be in contact with Codex contact point and arrange for your travels. But again, your travels were not funded by the Codex Trust Fund, but by the Codex Secretariat. Therefore, again, if, for instance, Samoa travels two times a year to the executive committee, but those travel expenses, well, this is just an example, will continue to be covered by the Codex Secretariat, and it will not decrease the right of Samoa to apply for the Codex Trust Fund. So this point should be very clear. But secondly, Codex Secretariat is very much in support of the initiatives of Codex host government to organize pre-session seminars to provide basic information to the delegates who are not very much familiar with Codex procedures. and we are very much supportive of this initiative, and Codex Secretariat has recently finalized the guide for delegates that contain a number of useful information that should be well known to the delegates, and we have translated this one sheet A4 format document into several languages, and we have shared these documents with them so that they can use this small leaflet in the pre-session seminars. When the Codex Secretariat noticed that the host government is planning to hold such a pre-seminar, we will notify the WHO Secretariat for the trust fund, so that trust funds can cover the time for the pre-session, so that the delegates arrive in the meeting time. Mr. Chairman, this is the 2 points I wanted to give.
Thank you, Secretary, and FAU.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll be very brief. Just to say that the process of or the operation rather of the trust fund is something that is new for both FAO and WHO, and the consultative working group has been looking at all the problems that have been raised, and also the feedback from the beneficiaries, as well as the comments that were made at the Commission, at the Executive Committee, and also through the correspondence from the beneficiaries and by the donor countries. I think we're refining as we go through. We're refining the procedures. We're refining the criteria for the for the selection of the countries, beneficiary countries, and we believe that with time, I think things will certainly improve. And the team in WHO has been doing a lot of work and making every effort by the needs of the Codex and also of the beneficiary member countries. Thank you.
Thank you. I think I need to conclude now. Cameroon, I think 1 minute, if you just limit to 1 second rather than 1 minute. Cameroon.
Oui, merci, M. le Président. Très brièvement. L'idée de formation nous tient beaucoup à cœur. Hein. Et l'autre jour, j'avais reçu une demande d'un Camerounais qui normalement participe souvent aux réunions du Codex. Il avait reçu une invitation à participer à une réunion à Washington pour comprendre le Codex. Et malheureusement, ce que je lui ai dit, je ne sais pas encore si le Codex, le fonds fiduciaire peut financer ce genre de formation, parce que ça coûtait quand même cher. Et frais de séjour compris, ça dépassait dans les $2,500. Donc il fallait donc voir. C'est vrai, j'ai pas écrit à M. Schlunz pour savoir si cela peut être pris en charge, mais voilà, j'ai saisi l'occasion pour voir si quel genre de réponse je devrais lui donner à ce stade. Parce que ça rentre dans, je crois que c'est une université américaine. Je me rappelle même plus que celui qui m'a envoyé la documentation. Okay. Michigan State, oui, c'est ça.
WHO, please.
Just very briefly, the trust fund only supporting for courses that are funded wholly by the trust fund. That's what we're doing until now. We are not using money to get people to a number of different other courses that might also give them information about Codex. At the moment, we are only arranging for training courses that are fully funded by the trust fund. We're not trying to do support in other ways. And I don't think it would be a good thing. It will be very gray area to find out in each of these cases whether we should support or not support. So the whole thinking in relation to training was we have to go through all these countries and we have to take them in a sensible and economical way so that we can have many countries at the same meeting and have interaction between these countries, and then we go on to the next region. We started with the South America, we'll go to Africa, we'll end up in Asia. That was the intention of these funds. Thank you.
Thank you for you. And as a executive committee, therefore, we do note and commend the excellent report as prepared by the WHO Secretariat of the Trust Fund. We also recognize the generous support of the to the fund by the donor countries and encourage other countries to come forward and donate generously to the fund. We also note the appreciation by the beneficiary countries of the support they received from the trust fund. And I think it's important we also thank the trust fund managers for the excellent job they have done. That will be our short summary of the discussion in the room. If there is no objection to such summary, then I wish we have about 10 minutes. Cameron, you want to object?
Pas du tout, Monsieur le Président, mais je voudrais insister sur un fait, puisque nous allons rendre compte à la Commission. Je pense qu'il faut également encourager les participants qui ont produit les rapports après la participation. Je crois que c'est important. Et vous savez, c'est un motif de satisfaction et d'encouragement. Si on ne le dit pas nous-mêmes, qui va le dire pour nous?
Yeah, well, I thought that is well given in the report, and by noting and commending the report, I think that would have been taken into account. But FAO, WHO, you want to say something?
Yes, thank you. I think the question was, when you participate with the support of a trust fund, then you should give a report of that. And actually, that is one of the only preconditions for getting support from the trust fund next year. So if a country has participated in a meeting this year supported by a trust fund, they have support to us. It's not a huge report, but they have to send a report to us. If they don't, they will not be eligible for next year. So we have actually reports from all countries that participate in meetings. And we are trying to put these reports together so that we can also tell the Commission and the Executive Committee what is it that we are learning from these reports. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that clarification. And as I said, we have hardly 10 minutes and we have two agenda items to finish. Go by asking the secretary to introduce item 11, as I know there is an issue that as an executive committee we need to comment on.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Agenda item 11, and agenda 11, we have two working documents. One is document Alinom 06/29/9F, and its addendum number 1. Mr. Chairman, if we had left for discussion of these documents, probably it would have been appropriate to invite representatives of FAO and WHO and explain this document and highlight certain important issues. But given that we have only a few minutes left, I would like, with your indulgence, I'd like to propose to draw the attention of the committee on one important item for which the guidance of the executive committee has been requested by FAO and WHO. By saying so, I'd like to refer the committee to part 3 of the main working document, and through part 3 to the annex of the document, which is a tabulation of the all ongoing or pending requests from Codex to FAO and WHO to provide scientific advice. You will see that the status, in the fifth column, you will see the status of planning and implementation. The matter for which the executive committee's advice has been requested by FAO-WHO is to how to progress the issue of the use of active chlorine. CCFAC and CCFH separately came up with the terms of reference, in other words, the content of requested advice, scientific advice from FAO and WHO. So the terms of reference were drafted by CCFAC and CCFH, and originally the item was the one that was requested by the executive committee, by the present committee, in order that Codex could provide develop a future guidance on the use of chlorine. Therefore, WHO has asked the Codex to give green light as to whether FAO-WHO should start organizing an expert meeting to address this issue. But as you may say, to move this matter forward, there would be a need for extra budgetary resources, and any progress of the work is still dependent on the availability of funds. But apart from the question, from that issue, the request from FAO and WHO is whether FAO and WHO should start preparations for such a meeting, including the identification of funds to cover that expert meeting. So this is the item 2 in the Codex request to scientific advice. So this is one matter that FAO and WHO on which FAO and WHO requested the committee's guidance.
Thank you, Secretary, and I wish to invite some comments. Are there really objections as to why FAO and WHO shouldn't start any work on this? Vice Chairperson Karen?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Speaking as the chairperson of food hygiene, I'm not speaking to table any objections, but rather to ask that WHO and FAO clarify for the executive committee their understanding of this, of the requests from CCFAC and food hygiene with respect to terms of reference for any such expert consultation. I think the executive committee would agree that no expert consultation should be undertaken absent clear advice from the committees concerned with the matter. And I know there has been discussion in these committees about the terms of reference for such a consultation. I think, therefore, it's critical for the executive committee to understand the status of the requests for those or the specifications of those terms of reference. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Vice Chairperson. And maybe FAO, you could respond on that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. From what I read here, Mr. Chairman, the terms of reference of the expert consultations has been specified by the 37th session of CCFH and also the 37th session of CCFAC. These terms of reference are acceptable to FAO and WHO. I think what we would like to know from the CC exec here is whether they would support or so that we can put this request in our priority list of expert consultation that we could envisage implementing in the near future. If that's the case, then we would immediately start looking for extra budgetary funds, etc., to fund this expert consultation and organize it in the near future. So that is what we would like to do. But as far as the expert, as the terms of reference that have been proposed by the CCFH and also CCFAC, are pretty acceptable to FAO and WHO. Thank you.
Thank you, FAO. And with that explanation, then should we take it that the Executive Committee gives the go-ahead for WHO and FAO to start initiating some work along this line. Okay, objection, then that's it. Can we then, we have hardly 2 minutes and we have one very important item on any other business, isn't there?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The committee previously decided that two papers be considered under the item 12. One is the CRD number 3, presented by the Codex Secretariat, which contains draft provisional agenda for the 30th session of the Codex Alimentaris Commission. Now that the committee has decision in under a previous agenda item that the December session of this committee be cancelled, this committee is the most appropriate venue to have a look at CRD 3 and provide any views or opinions on the agenda of the 30th session, in other words, the second next session of the Commission. The second paper is CRD 4 that contains two submissions from Argentina. So these are two papers on the table. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary, and with our the kind understanding of our interpreters, and invite the Commission to look at three. As we have agreed, or we have recommended to them, we might not have a December Executive Committee meeting, and this is the only opportunity that we have to look at the agenda item for the 30th Commission meeting. And I open the floor for comments on CRD 3. Vice Chairperson Othman, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We note yesterday there was this excellent paper that was prepared on the review of the Codex Committee structure and mandates of Codex Committees and task forces that will be referred to the regional coordinating committees and will be on the agenda for the next Executive Committee, the 59th session. And in view of the importance of this matter to be addressed by the Commission, I'll propose that under agenda item 12, possibly we could reflect A, general implementation status, and under B, review of Codex Committee structure and mandates of Codex Committees and task forces, similar to item for this Commission meeting. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
It's a good observation, and any other observation on that? Then, with that observation, then we are the Executive Committee endorsed this as with the CRD 3 annex, the annex in CRD 3, with the proposed amendments by the Vice Chairperson. That will be the agenda item, provisional agenda item for the 30th Commission meeting. And, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, I don't think we have time to look at the other agenda item from Argentina, and I wish to seek advice from our interpreters if they can spare us a minute or two.
I said yes.
Yes. So, 10 minutes. Thank you so much. Argentina, please, can you introduce this? And please be brief, 10 minutes we have.
Gracias, señor presidente. El primer punto que queremos mencionar es un pedido, en realidad, y tiene que ver con la importancia que le daríamos a la posibilidad de que cada vez que se cree un grupo electrónico, se le comunique al punto de contacto, se le transmite la información al punto de contacto de los países sobre la creación de ese grupo electrónico. En ocasiones lo que sucede es que los delegados que participan en una reunión se anotan para participar en un grupo electrónico y a nivel nacional no avisan al punto de contacto, con lo cual empiezan a opinar por su cuenta sin que se circule la información en el Comité Nacional. La única forma de evitar eso es que el punto de contacto esté informado para que realmente la opinión pueda ser la opinión nacional y no de una persona la que genera el país. Esa era la primera petición. Y la segunda en realidad es...
Thank you, Argentina. Maybe at that point it sounds it's more of a national concern, but I'll request the Secretary to give a comment on that.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. We have adopted already the guidelines for the conduct of working group meetings, either physically or electronically. So since then, the Codex Secretariat has been circulating the all invitations, including electronic working groups and physical working groups, and circulate the initiation invitation on the relevant information to all Codex contact points using our Codex email system. Therefore, initially, the information is being sent to the all Codex contact points. And afterwards, it is up to the Codex contact points to decide whether the main national Codex contact point email address would serve as the national contact for the a particular electronic working group, or to designate the email account of another person to be included in the email list of an electronic working group. So the chance is given in the very beginning to the all Codex contact points to decide which party in the national government be involved in the electronic working group work. So this is, I tend to concur with the observation made by the chairperson that the matter is basically an issue to be resolved at the national level. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for that explanation. And Argentina, could you quickly introduce the other part of your...
Gracias, señor presidente. La otra cuestión está vinculada con la participación del secretariado en los grupos de trabajo presenciales. Nosotros creemos que la participación del secretariado de Codex en los grupos de trabajo es sumamente importante. El secretariado tiene un conocimiento de todos los trabajos que tienen lugar en el Codex, que posiblemente ni los miembros del Codex con más experiencia tengan, lo cual hace que se solucionen en el curso de los grupos de trabajo muchos problemas que se podrían derivar de conclusiones erróneas que sacan los participantes en los grupos de trabajo cada vez que el secretariado interviene. Ahora, el tema es, sabemos que existen limitaciones presupuestarias, pero la realidad es que lo que no nos queda claro es cuándo, porque el secretariado no participa en todos los grupos de trabajo que hay, y la verdad es que lo que no nos queda claro es cómo se decide la participación del secretariado en los grupos de trabajo, si es necesario tener que seleccionar o priorizar algunas reuniones de grupos de trabajo y otras no. ¿En función de qué se priorizaría eso? No sabemos si es esos criterios, si es necesario establecer prioridades, si es necesario establecer criterios para la participación, pero lo cierto es que sería importante contar con algún tipo de orientación. Gracias.
Tina, for bringing that to attention, and it's a question of procedure, and maybe the secretary can also enlighten us on that.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and thank you very much, interpreters. I can offer some explanation, which is as follows. In principle, in the codex budget, we have no funds available to allow the members of the codex secretariat to attend working group meetings, unless those working group meetings are held back to back with the official session of a subsidiary bodies. So no funds. This is the starting point. Why we can then participate in certain meetings of working groups that are not held back to back to a codex session? Because we try to make economies from the codex budget, and sometimes we have some funds left, and as the secretary, I use my judgments to identify those meetings that could be those meetings of working groups that could be confronted with major procedural issues. And those procedural issues are such that if a wrong way is taken by the working group, it might lead to a lot of waste of time at the subsequent steps of codex standards development. Of course, my judgment may not be always right. However, I would like to clarify that again, that no funds are available, and only when using some savings, the secretariat at its discretion try to identify those meetings of working groups where the participation of secretariat can maximize the efficiency and the speed of codex standards development. Having said this, Mr. Chairman, many working groups meetings are held concurrently with other codexings. So even if there is a definite need and definite benefit foreseen for the participation of the codex meeting, codex secretariat in a working group meeting, there may be a lot of cases where the of the codex secretariat concerned has to attend the official codex sessions and not to attend the working group meetings. There are also timings. The issues of CCFFB working group of the CCFFB working group meeting that was held recently in Chile was mentioned in the submission of Argentina. In that case, the codex secretariat was contacted by the Chile only 10 days before the meeting took place. And even if we had a staff member available and the funds available, it is impossible for us to obtain clearance for the non-scheduled travel. In that case, I took the matter personally with the codex counterpart for Chile, and we offered that a staff member of the codex secretariat be stay on call in Rome so that this staff member can participate through phone call in the deliberation of the working group. So as far as possible, we try to help the work of working groups, but we are not in a position to participate, unfortunately, in all meetings of the working groups. And basically, on the convener of the working group to handle the situation. And of course, we will, when we receive requests, we try to help the proceedings of a working group by providing procedural guidance and other information. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary, and I'm sure as Executive Committee, we know our Secretariat is very responsible and hardworking, and it's only on some extraordinary circumstances that they are not able to participate in any of the codex sessions, and it's for the reasons given, and I'm sure, Argentina, you are satisfied. Ladies and gentlemen, I wish to first start by thanking our good interpreters, good people. I know you are very understanding, and you have been very helpful to us. I wish to thank the members for the active participation, and finally the secretariat. I know you are very hard working, besides you know, we are taking you on your toes and we know the limitations, but you have been able to assist us, our parents parent organizations, FAO and WHO. And before we close the session for today, I wish to give the floor to the secretariat for housekeeping announcements. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The draft report of this session will be available at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning outside the meeting room. So you will have 1 hour to read and familiarize yourself with the draft report. And the adoption will start at 10 a.m. Sharp. And we will have interpretation for 3 hours tomorrow without coffee break. There will be no refreshment. There will be no refreshment served, unfortunately, tomorrow, and no cafeteria will remain open on the WHO premises tomorrow. So I kindly ask patients to get needed energy before reaching the WHO premises tomorrow morning. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. And the session at least is adjourned until tomorrow. And again, thank you, our interpreters, for understanding. Okay?